So, yeah, I've got three here. I'm going to save the one that jumps out to last because it's the one that I know boils up this a little bit. Yeah, yeah. So, okay, so we'll start off the, and I think someone else has got this one as well, the Liverpool 5, Arsenal 1 on the Brendog.
I had this down as one of my runners, so yeah. Very close calls, yeah.
Yeah, great. I just, I mean, we went into the game fairly confident anyway, but I'm still to this day, and this is why I've got a soft spot for Brendan, and I think he gets far too much grief. Some of the football we played that season was ridiculous, and this was like the whole of everything that was good about Liverpool condensed into like 20, like that did mad 25 minutes. And it's really easy to just say, oh, it was Luis Suarez, but Luis Suarez wasn't. Mm. Liverpool were absolutely fucking electric.
Yeah.
Never seen. Arsenal looked totally and utterly shell-shocked.
Who plays the ball in for Sturridge in that one? Because that's a hell of a goal. It's the second goal, isn't
it? It's Phil, isn't he?
It's Phil, I think so. And then the goal for Sterling is an amazing move as well.
But it was a mad one. So Skirtle scores 2 in 10 minutes, and he was on a mad... Skirtle had these funny seasons, like John Arnautis, where he'd score like 5 and 6 one season.
He scored 7 or 8 that season.
7 or 8. And then next, the year after, he'd do nothing. Risa was the same. He'd score 12-1 anyway. Raheem Sterling, I think that's the game when Raheem Sterling arrived. You could really see the world-class potential that he had. And yeah,
it was only 3 weeks after the whole game where he was appalling.
Oh yeah, but we went to Hull, do you remember?
Yeah, we did. We had a bad day.
We had a really, really bad day. It was horrible. I think Victor Moses played as well, didn't
he? Yes, yeah.
Moses had a terrible game.
Sterling, a lot of us thought that might be the last we'd see of Sterling. Yeah, I think,
well, that's what we were talking, weren't it? It's like, because he'd totally blown it, but...
The feeling at the time was sending him out on loan, wasn't it?
Let's talk about Arsenal wanted him, and would you take 10 million for him, even despite his potential?
Absolutely eviscerated them that day. I mean, Suarez doesn't even get on the score sheet that day.
That's bizarre.
Or despite hitting the best volley I've ever seen in my entire life, they would still be out celebrating now had it gone in.